It was quite interesting in the States. You know, sometimes I would hear certain experts on TV talk about it, and then I also, one of the experts I thought was like completely wrong. You know, he said, you teach children, you know, there are good guys and there are bad guys, and the bad guys did this awful thing and we're going to go get them, and then they won't be able to do it again. So you can feel safe. You don't have to worry because we're going to go get the bad guys. I thought, oh, I hope none of the parents listen to him. You know, I mean, you don't want to teach your kids that you know, some people are inherently bad and the way you deal with them is to go get them. Okay? But I saw another thing that was very, very well done, actually. They had a number of children of various ages come to one TV studio, and they also had people from different fields come. They had somebody who was a Christian minister, somebody who was a Muslim. They had somebody from the military. You know, I can't think of you know, who else. Maybe, you know, a fireman. Yeah, there was somebody from a family of somebody who was a fireman. You know, people from different professions related to this. And then they started asking the children, well, how do you feel and what do you think about this? And they just let the children express all their various opinions. What I found so fascinating is that when the children talked, you could hear what their parents were saying to them. You know, because kids basically repeat what their parents were saying. And some of the kids had information that was totally wrong. You know, because their parents obviously had information that was totally wrong. But what was interesting is they let all the kids say things, and every so often, then they would ask one of the experts, you know, to kind of comment on things. And so it was very nicely done. Like, for a while, they were talking about Islam. And, you know, some of the kids were saying, well, I have friends who are Muslim, but now when I walk down the street with them, some other people give us dirty looks. Yeah, because my friend is Muslim from another part of the world. But I feel this person's my friend, but I also don't like other people giving us dirty looks. Yeah, I thought that was incredible, a kid said that. You know? And then another kid said, oh, well, the Muslims, they just, you know, their women have to wear sheets over their head. It's a very odd religion, you know. And, I mean, clearly their parents had, you know, were like, you know, really had wrong information. But, you know, children, let's say, express various opinions about, you know, relationships with Muslims. And then they had one girl there. She was a teenager, and she had a scarf around her head like the Malay women do. And so the guy on the TV said, you know, why do you wear a scarf? And she said, because women are like pearls, and you don't show your wealth like pearls and jewelry off to just anybody. You protect them very well. And I thought, wow, that was so good for the other kids to hear, because then they understand, oh, it's not that they're wearing sheets over their heads, you know, that there's some philosophy in their religion that from their point of view seems to be very respectful of women. You know, unlike in America, where the women go around with hardly anything on, you know, and then expect people to respect them. Singapore is getting to be like that too. So, you know, I thought that kind of dialogue was very, very, very good. You know, and then like they had one little girl there. And she was sitting in her father's lap. Her father was in the army, and the wife was there too. And they were just talking about how they were dealing with it as a family, and that the father would probably he was going to get called up to active duty. And the little girl was saying, I'm going to miss my daddy. You know, I don't want my daddy to go. And I just thought, you know, the fact that the kids could express what they were feeling like this in a public place and listen to each other's feelings, I think that in and of itself is something quite therapeutic and supportive. Because when we don't give kids space to say what they're feeling, then they keep their feelings inside, and they often become anxious because they're afraid that they shouldn't feel what they're feeling, or they're going to upset somebody else if they say what they're feeling. Okay? So I think we need to give kids space to say what they're feeling. But we also need, and what's interesting, I think, why parents are at such a loss is because parents don't know what to do with the feelings inside of themselves, let alone how to tell your kids, isn't it, you know? So I think the question is not only what do we tell our kids, but what do we tell ourselves? Yeah? You know, in terms of handling the anxiety, you know, I think to let children know this, you know, and let ourselves know, this was a very tragic thing that was that happened. Thank goodness this doesn't happen very much, you know, so you're probably safe. But we need to have compassion for the people who did it and compassion for the victims. And we need to work, you know, in our world to make our world a better place so that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. But we can do that without teaching kids there are good guys and bad guys. Yeah? And that we're going to go get the bad guys. You know, it's like this is a mess we're all in together, so we all need to work together to do it. Yeah? And say to kids, you know, just as at school, when you don't get along with somebody on the playground, it's not right for you to go off and punch that person. Yeah, so what these other people did wasn't right, but, you know, people can correct their behavior, and, you know, we all need to work with our anger. So, you know, on the playground, you need to work with your anger and not just haul off and punch somebody. Yeah? What I found very interesting is a friend of mine was staying with a family during the when it happened, and there was the 10-year-old boy in the family when he first saw, you know, the World Trade Center crumble, said, "Wow, cool," because he didn't realize that this was for real. He thought this was part of Hollywood's, you know, yeah. Because if you think, I mean, what happened was something that a Hollywood screenwriter couldn't even dream up in their most awful script. You know, the reality of what happened was, I mean, to me, beyond what Hollywood could even dream up. And they think about the worst stupid things, okay? But this kid didn't realize this isn't entertainment. You know, this actually happened. And so my friend had to say to him, you know, look, this is real. It's not just a film. And this is like everybody in your school and all of their families dying. And then the kid went, oh. You know, it's like he got it at that point, that this wasn't just something cool that was interesting to watch. But what I think this brings up is another issue. Why do we find violence entertaining? You know, if the world, with the September 11th were a movie and not real, it would have been a blockbuster. Wouldn't it have been? I mean, who could have thought of a plot like that? If it were a movie, so many people would have gone and been entertained by this. And I mean, look at the visual effects, you know, these two towers crumbling. I mean, wow. But it makes me think, why do we find watching that entertaining if we know it's not happening? You know? And why do we let children watch that? What are we doing when we sit down and watch TV as a family or take the kids out to the movie and watch violence? What are we telling children? What are we teaching children? Now, when we let kids play these violent, games, what are we teaching them? And why do we as adults find it entertaining? Yeah? Why do we think, oh, Saturday night, let's go out to the movie and, you know, we watch people either have sex or kill each other or do both. And we say that's entertaining. What's going on in our minds? I mean, why do we consume that kind of stuff? For people in the media industry, why do they put it out? For people in the advertising industry, why do they try and sell kids so much stuff like this? I think this is a thing that as societies we need to do a lot of examination of, because it seems like kids are not always able to distinguish reality and fantasy, which means that they'll grow up to be adults who can't distinguish reality and fantasy. And I have a feeling that some of the terrorists might have been like that. You know, they had their own fantasy beliefs of how cool this was, you know, and how virtuous and magnificent it was, which was just total wrong conception.